The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning.
Aww.
There's something about Christmas music that just hits me right in the feels.
I love it.
You know?
Yes.
It's just, I don't know, there's just something so...
Every good memory.
Like pure.
Yeah.
You know? So this is the story of the Monument Square Christmas tree and Hillary, who's a friend of Kelly from a previous life.
Yes, I just love her.
The Monument Square tree is yours?
It is, yeah.
It came from your property?
It did, yep, right in Portland.
And I know there's a sort of a touching twist to this story, but first of all, how does that work? Like, do you submit it, or do they walk around and look at trees and go, hey?
I know, right?
We like that one. Like, how does it go from growing in your yard or wherever it is to ending up in Monument Square?
Yeah, I had no idea how the process worked either. They actually found my tree by complete coincidence. So yes, people can go through and submit their trees to the city of Portland and they'll come out and look at them.
Oh.
I had no idea that that was even an option. So what had happened is there was a windstorm and the city of Portland cleanup crew, they're on my street just taking care of branches that had fallen down. And one of the crew members saw the tree in my front yard and thought that was a pretty good looking Christmas tree. So they left a little note in my mailbox asking if I'd be willing to donate it. And then after it was cut down and they were taking the tree away, there was this super nice lady there and she started talking to me and my mom. And she explained that the house is the house that her dad built for her and her mom. And she grew up in that house and she explained that her mom, Edith, had, you know, through the years, had gathered little tree saplings and had planted a bunch of little Christmas trees through the property in hopes that one day the city of Portland would choose one of the trees to be in Monument Square.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
So you, yeah. just by coincidence, you happened to run into the woman who grew up in your house.
Yeah, so she, I think she had seen somewhere on Facebook that they had picked a tree from Florida Avenue, which is where the house is. And I guess it just clicked in her head. She's like, it has to be one of the trees my mom planted. So she saw it. She came down, was there when they removed the tree. And so that's when she started talking to me about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so her, I assume her mom is no longer alive?
Right. So unfortunately, her mom just passed away this year.
Oh, my God.
This summer. Yeah, this summer her mom passed away. So I think her mom had a little bit of a hand in it being picked.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I got chills.
How sweet that is. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So wow.
A nice little story. And I'm glad I got to see her and she got to explain the whole story to me and the history. And it makes the tree just that much more special. But then what's really neat is the city, so they took down that tree. And they're going to come back in the spring, and they take care of the stump, and then they give us a new tree that we can plant either in the same place or plant it somewhere else, and maybe in another 30 years we can donate that one as well.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have a question now. When they take the tree down, this is a big tree, so they must have like a crane and a couple of trucks and... It's not like they're just tying a rope, you know, lasso the top and then take a couple chainsaws and cross their fingers.
No, it was a huge production, and I had no idea it was that big of a deal. I mean, there was news crews there filming it, and everybody on the street came out and watched it. But, yeah, they had a big crane, and one of the tree workers goes up in one of those buckets.
Yeah.
They stand in the bucket. So they have the tree worker go up in a bucket, and he... like loops a big rope around the top of the tree and the crane's kind of holding it in place and then they cut the stump and then the tree's just kind of dangling there being held by the crane and they meticulously move it over to a big giant flatbed truck and with a lot of help and a lot of coordination they put it on that truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they probably couldn't take this tree from a road that has a lot of tight turns.
It'd be challenging, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, well, we got to go a different route. There's too many lefts. All right, Hillary. Well, thanks for telling the story. We appreciate
no
it.
Problem. Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nice to talk to you.
Bye, Hilly.
Bye. Take care.
A little Christmas miracle.
Santa's coming.